You're listening to WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Public comment sections at school board meetings have sometimes become cultural battlegrounds. Often the topic is how schools teach about race, history, and gender identity, and how much control parents should have in deciding what gets taught in the classrooms. In Pennsylvania, the issue is a big part of the race to be the Republican candidate for governor. WITF's Gabriela Martinez reports.
In Lancaster County, the agenda for a recent Elizabethtown Area School District Board meeting is focused on the budget.
I'd like to call this meeting in order. If we could all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
But when public comment begins, Tina Wilson wants to talk about something else, social-emotional learning.
I don't know what that's doing in school. That's not your job. Figuring out what my kid feels, what they should feel, and what I should teach them about with that, that's all my job. You have my kid all day long. You can plant anything you want in that little head.
Wilson is one of the parents leading the charge to remove a book from the library called Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl. She says it's disgusting because some lines in the book allude to sex. Another parent, Kelly Fuddy, defends the book. She reads a letter to the districts from its author, Jesse Andrews.
I do sympathize deeply with the parents who are driven by the love of their children and the fear that those children might be harmed. But books do not harm them. The opposite is true.
Similar discussions are happening in districts across Pennsylvania and the U.S. over what is taught about topics like racism in American history and gender identity. Some parents and conservative groups say schools are teaching critical race theory, an academic concept that is taught in colleges, not K through 12 schools. In the race for the Republican nomination for governor, the issue is one candidates routinely bring up. Here's a campaign ad from Dave White.
The radical left calls this critical race theory. It claims America is systemically racist and demand this be taught to our children.
The term is now used as a catch-all to refer to diversity and inclusion curricula in schools or any attempt to talk about racism.
Not when I'm governor. I'm Dave White, and I'll never let CRT be taught in our classrooms.
There's not a lot of disagreement on the issue among some of the gubernatorial candidates.
Critical race theory is indicative of the problem we have in Pennsylvania here. The idea
parents should have the right to have their children educated free of political indoctrination. That's critical.
You know, we're going to again put education back in the hands of mom and dad and not politicians.
That was, in order, State Senator Doug Mastriano, former U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain, and former Congressman Lou Barletta, who spoke to the John Steigerwald Show. Other candidates framed the issue more around school choice and stronger parental roles in school districts. This is Melissa Hart, former Congresswoman and attorney.
The schools are to be teaching academic subjects. The schools are not there to try to instill somebody else's values in children. It's really the parents who should be teaching their children their values.
N.J. Zama, a heart surgeon who lives in the Poconos, supports curriculum transparency.
Parents have the right and should know what their children are learning. I'm not saying that parents should take over, no.
Experts say candidates who promise an end to what they perceive as indoctrination and want to give parents more say in what is taught in schools are delivering what can be an effective message. Chris Borick is a political scientist at Muhlenberg College. He says the candidates are targeting white suburban voters. He says, in part, it could be an effort to replicate how Glenn Youngkin became Virginia's governor last year.
The issue, you know, as it was packaged, really seemed to help Youngkin in some more suburban, moderate areas of the state, where it was seen that perhaps a number of these efforts to deal with race in education might have become too extreme, at least in the mind of some voters.
Samuel Chen, a GOP political consultant and member of the Conservative Education Reform Network, says anti-CRT talking points have been effective, in part because people don't know the definition of critical race theory.
It's not just the Republicans. There are a lot of Democrats, moderate Democrats, soccer mom Democrats, who do not want to be told they are racist. They'll say, I'm not a racist. They don't like the rhetoric that I have to be an anti-racist. especially if they've never dealt with racism.
The indoctrination messaging, though, doesn't match reality for education professionals. Chris Lilienthal is a spokesman for the Pennsylvania State Education Association. It represents more than 170,000 educators.
For many of our members, quite frankly, it's insulting when we hear elected leaders or candidates suggesting that teachers are indoctrinating students.
He says the association encourages teachers to work with parents.
Our educators very much want to be partners with them. They want to hear their complaints. So, what we have told our members is really to have an open door dialogue with both the parents and the members of your community.
Duffy Batzer, a school librarian in Carlisle, says there's a fundamental misunderstanding of what public schools are about.
Parents are not our, clients. Society is. Our goal is to give each child individual the tools and the skills and the knowledge they need to be active members of our society.
It appears most Americans don't see parental controls or indoctrination as an issue. A new national poll by NPR and Ipsos found that 76% of parents feel that their child's school does a good job keeping them informed about the curriculum, even with potentially controversial topics. Back at Elizabethtown Area Middle School, the meeting is over and people are heading home. But some stay to talk some more. Tina Wilson sees it one way.
The bottom line is, I want to teach my child my morals and my beliefs. And I don't know exactly what the school wants to teach her.
But another parent, Alicia Runkle, disagrees. She says as a parent, she doesn't have the qualifications to control the curriculum for other students.
I've homeschooled, and it was not as successful as having an actual teacher teach my child.
The primary is on Tuesday. If a Republican becomes governor in November, he or she could welcome any parental rights or school choice legislation passed by a GOP-controlled legislature. Gabriel Martinez, WITF News, Elizabethtown, Lancaster County.